Blog Talk Radio.
This is the year of the soldier. This is, you know, stand up or fall back. You know, I don't really have time to be worried about whether you fuck with me or whether you don't. You know, I own a brand called Zero Fucks. Like, do you think that I give a fuck whether you fuck with me or not? I fuck with you. We have a million other things that we could be talking about, we could be doing, and right now I think that my duty is to other human beings. You don't gotta fuck with me, I fucks with me. You know what I'm saying? These people that buy my brand, they fucks with me. You think that I see you because if you're in such pain that you see, you think that everybody sees how much in pain you are. Because I'm coming out a little bit stronger this year. Like, I'm guillotining everybody. People that are coming to me to help, healing, they're right here.
All right, y'all, I am here, and it is Tell the Truth Tuesday. It is October 6, 2018. It's your girl, D. Scott. So I literally just came from voting. I would have posted a picture of the cute little stickers, but at my voting poll, they don't have any fucking stickers, and they told us something to the effect of, like, every other year. So the show is called Ropa Sucio, which means dirty laundry. So I, you know, a lot of people... And I'm gonna get really upset on this show because I did something yesterday that was on my spirit to do, so I'm not going to apologize to that. But, Asia, I am going to apologize to you for calling your husband. I just thought that since it's okay for you to call everyone else's boyfriends and husbands and everything else, that it was okay that I call your man too. But, see, me, I take shit straight to the source. You were the person that actually posted in the room, and then you weren't even grown woman with this shit and didn't even tag me in it, like, yo, why you call my husband? Well, I called your husband because I can confirm that you were doing shit that you had no business doing. Now, I'm going to apologize for that because that's something that has to go on between you and your husband. And what people don't know is that offline, when you and I were texting back and forth, your husband must have been sitting right in the vehicle or right next to you. You were very humble. You weren't as spicy as you fucking were in the room, okay? You were very humble, and I said, you know, you're a horrible wife, so on and so forth. So let's kick it all the way back to where this comes from, okay? I was in a relationship with somebody that I've known since 2010, but we literally met in 2015. And Billy, fuck you. I'm going to say fuck you because, Asia, a lot of what I'm getting ready to tell is, and Billy, this is your fault. I asked you to call me. I said, please confirm to me what you said to this girl. Did you tell her I was this? Did you tell her I was that? But there is one thing I can confirm that you said, and that was the word psychopath. Wow. So let's talk about people's mental fucking health. Okay? It's not something that's funny. It's not something that should be played with. But since we're talking, Billy, let's talk about mental health. Do the people in the room fucking know that, first of fuck of all, when I met you in 2015, you had already told me that Asia came down there to see you. So you thought. But when y'all met up at a restaurant, she had a whole nother Negro with her. And she had her cousin that she tried to pawn off on you. You said you was sitting there fucking looking stupid because you thought that in y'all messages that you was going to be able to hit. Knowing that she was married. So fuck you too, you raggedy motherfucker. Okay? So that was in 2015 when I met you. You told me this story. And, Asia, you can sit there and be mad at me all you want, but you know that story is true. So unless this nigga just made up a whole lie about the situation, that's what it is. At the end of the day, all I've ever said about you, and he will confirm this, is I think Asia's pretty. That's all I've ever said. I said, I think she has a nice shape. And you was like, yeah, but she's a fucking whore, okay? And I said, well, how do you know I'm not a whore? This is why this whole conversation was funny to me. I said, how you know I'm not a whore? He said, Denise, because of the way you vibe and you don't co-sign whore-like fucking behavior. When all them bitches is in the room kikiing and laughing at that whore shit that goes on, you wasn't laughing and you never commented, you never said shit. And then plus being with you, I know you wasn't no whore. So that's why I know that nigga didn't tell you no shit like that, okay? Now, I might have been a whore for the nigga that I was fucking, okay? One nigga over the span of years. But other than that, Denise ain't no whore. I'm a whore with the motherfucker that I'm with, okay? So, Asia, I'm sorry. This is what the nigga told me about you, okay? So long story short, I said, well, why did you go somewhere thinking that you was finna fuck somebody else's wife? And he was like, oh, well, because just in our messages, whatever, back and forth, okay? So from that moment on, I thought you was a fucking whore. That's it, because this is what he's telling me, right? That you pawned him off on your cousin, which him and her was cool later on whenever you came to town. So when this conversation happened, this is in 2015 when I met him, okay? So this happened before 2015. So according to him, you've been hoeing a long time. So long story short, he also told me that you think that you're better than everybody else because of whatever sorority you're in, because of your job, because of all these titles. Let's talk about the facts. Okay, Billy doesn't have any title. So, Asia, you sitting up there talking about your husband, what he don't do and all this other shit to niggas that don't got no titles either. So, Billy, I'm going to have to wreck your shit right now because you should have never fucking tried to disrespect me to no girl. Now, I've been broke up with you for almost 2 months. I never said nothing. I might have did some subliminals, but I never said nothing to you. I text you every single week to tell you what a raggedy motherfucking son you were. So let's just really get into the fucking facts about the breakup. Okay, Billy did not leave me, okay? And I'm about to play you all the messages, the video chat messages, okay? Billy did not leave me. What ended up happening was Billy don't fuck with his family, okay? I'm from the 716. I don't play that shit. Everything I do is for my family. Billy also never could have told you I was a bum, and I'm going to tell you why, because you was on the phone with bum nigga number one. Let's talk about it. So I'm thinking Billy is this great guy. He's this, he's that, okay? When Shan died in February, I offered to pay for the funeral. I didn't see none of you motherfuckers pulling out a fucking dollar. None of you. I offered to pay for the whole thing, okay? And Sonya Fagans will tell you that. Because the way that which she was laid to rest would have been far more extravagant had I done it. That's not bum bitch behavior. That's boss bitch behavior, okay? I don't talk about my money, and I don't talk about what I really do for a living because, bitch, I done been audited before. That's not bum bitch mentality. That's boss bitch shit, okay? So I don't disrespect nobody on their job. I don't disrespect none of that. But let's talk about the nigga that you sitting up here having conversations with because the internet is not fucking real, my guy. It's not real. So 2015 happens. I cut Billy off because Billy was engaged to a whole nother broad when I met him, right? That's fuck nigga behavior, but okay, I fucked with him anyway. After about a month or so, I shut it down because I realized that this nigga thought that just because he was standing next to a unicorn that he was a bad bitch too. No, only one bad bitch in this relationship, okay? Cut him off, okay? Cut him off. When Shan died, she said his name on her fucking deathbed. So I'm looking at like, okay, well, I'm supposed to call this nigga. I hadn't talked to him. It wasn't even no bad breakup, no bad blood, no nothing. But this whole time, Asia, I'm thinking you a whore because bitches that fuck other niggas on their husbands is whores. And I know because I've been married. Never fucked another nigga on no nigga that I was ever with, actually, especially not my husband. But this is what this nigga told me, okay? I don't know you. So you missed the whole point yesterday and should have been directing it at him and then just shutting it down. Like, well, he said you lying. You say he lying. It is what it is. Don't call my husband, whatever, and it's done. No, but it gets deeper. So fuck it. Let's just all put it all out there, okay? So I called Billy. This is in February, February 6th to be exact, okay? We talk. He tries to make amends because you know why? Billy is in a Sex Addicts Anonymous fucking program because the white man has told Billy that he has a sex addiction, which he does not. Because I don't understand how somebody has a sex addiction just because they watch porn fucking 20 hours a day and won't go to work and was downloading bitches' pictures on his fucking job computer, got fired from his other job, and goes to therapy 3 to 4 fucking times a week, goes to see a sponsor once a week. You saw your sponsor more than you saw your fucking father, my guy. Okay? So you want to tell people that I'm a psychopath? Cool, let's talk about all your shit. Because, Asia, this wasn't even about you. And this wasn't about Billy either. This was just about the fact that I'm getting notifications that y'all keying. And I'm like, damn, he was sitting up here talking shit about her. Nah, I'm going to have to let her know. But it's just something in me that I hate a whore. Like, if you're going to be a hoe, look, I respect any broad that's just out there just fucking niggas and that's what she do, she get money, she doing whatever. That's not a whore to me. That's somebody that's single. When you married people, stay in your married motherfucking pool. Stop fucking with single niggas. I don't dip in your motherfucking pool. That's something I don't do. I don't fuck with married men.
You can have a girlfriend. You can have a whole bunch of shit. I don't fuck with married men because I've been married, and I know what the fuck that feels like when a motherfucker goes to the left. So let's talk about Billy and psychopaths and all type of shit. April, you on the phone with a nigga keying and texting and all this other shit. The nigga done called you a whore. You on the phone with a nigga that had a whole cabinet full of antidepressants and shit that, so this nigga didn't fucking kill himself. When I came down there after Shan died, this was in April, after his birthday, the pictures that I posted on my page, at miss.d.scott, where he's holding a gun, the nigga had a piss bag strapped to his fucking leg because he had a catheter because he had a fucking prostate problem. And then on top of that, he had what the fuck's the shit called? A hernia. Two surgeries back to back, and I was fucking there, but I'm a bum. That nigga never paid for a plane ticket for me to go down there. I was down there 6-7 times every month. First, I came down there, took care of him, made sure he was good. Every time I came down, I put groceries in your house, nigga. Threw out all the shit that you had from 2012 that expired because the bitch before me didn't give a fuck about you enough to clean your fucking house. Okay? Your dog, about 200 pounds, sitting in a fucking cage. You still got the same furniture you had when you was married, and you've been divorced over 10 years. Don't ever fucking talk about me doing a motherfucking thing. I'm the one that told you to get off all the medications. Ain't shit wrong with you. Get in the gym. Work out. Stop being depressed. The fuck you depressed for? Let's work it out. Right? You on medication for ADD, fucking all this other bullshit because a white man told you you fucked up. Weird motherfucker. So I get down there. I don't know how I'm supposed to be a whore when a nigga that I fuck with can't use his fucking dick. I don't understand. Okay? I still rocked with you. You took me out for my birthday, all this other stuff. I was grateful. You came up here June 16th for Shan's situation. Make sure you tell everybody my bum ass was the one that paid for you to stay in a nice hotel the whole time you was here. You didn't buy a box of motherfucking donuts, my guy. A box of donuts, okay? But I'm a fucking bum. That's what you told people? Let's tell the truth. Now, I texted you. I text you every week to remind you what a piece of shit that you are. Not for me, because you didn't do nothing personally to me. I will say that on record. You try to be slick, but that's not what it was. So I kept urging you, and I knew something was wrong, and so did my whole fucking family, when you popped up here for Father's Day. You didn't even spend your last Father's Day with your fucking father, my guy. He was 77 years old. And I kept telling you because they lived 3 hours away. I kept saying, yo, you need to go see your dad. Oh, fuck that nigga. He don't call me. The nigga's 77. He old. Like, what is you talking about? Now, you talking to a woman that lost both her parents. Both. I'm remodeling my mom's house. Leave that to my stepdad. Remodeling my house. Then we got another house over here down the street. Okay, now, I'm a psychopathic, what you say, a liar. Let's talk about your lies. Let's talk about the reason that you keep posting pictures from your gym shit is because do people know that you have hypergonadism? So, Asia, you on the phone, Kiki Ken, with a nigga that takes testosterone every Monday since he was a child because if he didn't, he would have fucking titties. Do y'all bitches know what the fuck that shit looks like when that nigga take his fucking shirt off? So y'all sitting up here kikiing with a nigga that act like he go to jail. Tell that nigga take his shirt off and get in the fucking pool, okay? Y'all bitches be sitting up here believing everything that these niggas say instead of just saying, you know what, Denise might be crazy, but the bitch ain't no fucking liar, okay? At the end of the day, this whole time I'm thinking you a hoe because you cheat on your husband, right? Now I'm finding out you fuck CL, okay? You admitted to me yesterday in a moment of humbleness, right? Then it's like you would turn the corner and get spicy. Bitch, don't, okay? Then I heard you fucked Curtis. Where would I get that shit from? Then I heard you tried to come at my girl Keisha. I ain't talked to Keisha. No, bitch, you is a hoe. And fucking everybody knows it, and everybody co-signs your bullshit, and it's all fucking fun and games until your husband pull up the Sugar Crystal Court and wherever the rest of these niggas live at and start unloading clips, you dumb bitch. Now, I apologize. Because I feel bad, but then I'm like, you letting a nigga that got dog hair all over his fucking floor influence you and tell you this shit about me? Bitch, I don't know you. Where am I getting it from? I'm a liar? Have your cousin call both them niggas and see if you lying. Okay? I don't give a fuck about your marriage. Stay the fuck out of single people's pools. Now, this whole time, I'm thinking you a whore because I know you cheat on your husband. I'm watching you post 1 Corinthians this and this and this about the Jesus. So you're just all the way a fraud, just like the nigga you kikiing and tagging shit on the phone with, okay? That nigga starts shit, he don't finish it. So when I started getting deep into fucking with him, I flew down there, helped him clean his house. We threw out at least 50 bottles of fucking medication at this nigga that you online and got the nerve to call me a psychopathic person, right? I don't take meds. And even when I did, I was proud to say I did because I was trying to do better. This nigga ain't trying to do better. All he does is fucking start shit, don't finish it. He's running around telling y'all he's a certified personal trainer. Nigga ain't trained not one motherfucking person ever in life. I told him stop doing that, stop saying that. When I was fucking with him, nigga, because I was a blogger, he tried to say he was a blogger. This is bitch-made behavior, not cool. But this the nigga that you kiki-ing with over your husband, okay? You shouldn't be talking about your pussy, his dick, none of that shit, none of these niggas in nobody's inbox but your fucking husband. So that, to me, was what made you a whore. My apologies. But what I'm not going to do is back down and say that the nigga didn't tell me that, because he did. I ain't been around you, Asia. I don't know you. So you mad at me, big mad, threatening me, you going to do this? I told you to pull up. What Billy should have warned you is that don't say nothing to her. Don't, because she notorious for doing this, and she knows, but he didn't even warn you because he didn't give a fuck. He probably want to stay out of it. You notice the nigga didn't defend you. He didn't say shit. He didn't even say too much about me. So I don't know what he said, what he didn't say. But what I do know, AJ, is he had the opportunity to stop this show. I said, call me or we finna just expose everybody. He didn't call. Okay, so he don't give a fuck about you. He don't give a fuck about nobody. Right, so let's really get into it. So months go by. I only was back with Billy 5 months. Let's just keep it G. Okay? So everything you saw when he came to the meet and greet, I paid for that. Okay? So when he went home, I paid for that. Now, I didn't pay for his flights. Okay? So we're supposed to go to Afropunk. Okay? So long story short, I see he start feeling like he a unicorn again. Okay? His dad dies. His dad dies a week after he went to go see him, after he hadn't seen him in fucking months, right? Dad dies. Now, I had warned him. I said, listen, because I could feel it in my spirit. I said, yo, you need to go get your dad to sign power of attorney. You such a punk-ass nigga. You let a house in Galveston fucking sit there, right, and let squatters move into the beach house, and you call the police instead of just running up in there like, what the fuck? Get the fuck out of my dad's house. You should have been. You up here looking for extra money, all this other shit, trying to get two jobs, whatever, whatever. You should have just been helping your fucking parents and renting out that house. I was going to help you, but I'm a bum. Okay, you wanted me to move down there and not work. And I said, well, let me see what your financials looking at, looking like. They couldn't have been much, because I come to find out when your dad did pass. Now, I'm going to get real touchy with y'all, but I'm going to tell y'all why Billy really don't give a fuck. That was just, that's why I had to come on that post, right? So I asked Billy before, I said, yo, why you don't fuck with your dad? What happened? Well, because he was an alcoholic. I'm like, damn, you know, because my mom was an alcoholic. My mom was on drugs, right? But then I find out the nigga ain't picked a bottle up in 30 years. So your dad stopped drinking when you was 12? Did he beat you? Did he beat on your mom? Do you got side brothers and sisters? No. I said, no, you got to forgive him, okay? Because you run around hating this nigga for no reason. 77 years old, like that's, you know, and both your parents was educators, your mom's in a nursing home, okay, every weekend you go see your sponsor, but you don't go see your parents, okay, weird flex, but okay, okay, so I get down there for the father's funeral, nigga act like he don't give a fuck, we start getting phone calls, one of the phone calls was from the insurance company saying that Billy had to pay X amount of dollars. I said, well, why your daddy car insurance this amount? Oh, because I'm on my daddy's insurance. Now, wait a motherfucking minute, bitch. Hold the fuck on. So, yeah, you live in a decent house in Sugar Land, in Sugar Crystal Court. You drive a decent truck, but the truck that you had before that, not the Equinox, the stay-at-home mom car, the yellow truck, I'm finding out your dad gave you that. So you telling me all the shit that your father did at the last minute, like he wasn't shit, and now all of a sudden he was. Here's the weird flex, okay? I get down there. So day 7, day at Venice, okay? Nigga didn't have a picture of his dad, let his cousins do all the work. They had to go in his dad's house, clean everything out. This is shit that as a son, you should have been going to do. Yeah, dad, you know what? I ain't fucking with you today, but let me come over here and clean this house up. Let me come over here just for one weekend out of the month, something. Right? He claims that his father fell the week before. I ain't seen no pictures. I ain't seen a video, nothing. And I video chat Billy 100 times a day, okay? So I'm worried about Billy's mental health, so I go down there. My money, okay? My money. Buy groceries, my money. Cook every day, me. The nigga can't have kids, so I'm just trying to figure out what kind of whore I am. The nigga can't even have kids. He had a piece of his prostate fucking taken out. So I have to deal with that. We have to sit there and talk about adopting children. When I came to him and I said, if we adopt a little girl, I want to name her Billy after your dad so the legacy lives on. Before your father died, you told me, no, you don't want to do that. You want the legacy to go. Just so y'all know, Billy's an only child. So his father passing was a big fucking deal because you have a whole bloodline that is lost. I'm about family, okay? So I get back home. Me and him start beefing because I'm starting to notice how he's treating motherfuckers, right? Nigga, you went to your dad's funeral dressed as a fucking bad bitch. You didn't even wear a suit. You wore a black T-shirt, you said, with your Michael Kors pants. That was high waters as fuck, and with your socks showing. So hold on, weird flex, okay, right? I'm dressed down, right? So you then go to the repast, don't spend no time with your fucking mother, sit in the back with your fucking friends, right? And I sat with your mother the whole time at the repast. You didn't sit down, break bread with your mom not one time. So, yeah, you lost your father. She lost her husband, okay? So when I'm watching that, and then when I find out that your mom had been in a nursing home, people in the church saying they didn't know that your dad had a son. You named after him. Disgusting. We in a nursing home, they saying they ain't know that your mom had a son. Disgusting. They saying your mom hair hadn't been combed in a month, hadn't been washed in a fucking month, my guy. Right? Disgusting. Disgusting. Okay? She didn't even have a phone, but you make sure you got a phone to call me and text bitches and do whatever the fuck you want to do. Right? My mama, listen, I'm going to get to the video recordings because at the end of the day, I don't make this shit up. September 23rd, I had enough, okay? So why are we talking about people's mental health and horniness and all this other shit? Let's talk about what happened on September 23rd. On September 23rd, I had been home for a couple weeks, okay? My uncle passed shortly thereafter because right after Billy's dad died, my uncle passed, okay? And I had to go to that. Billy asked me, do you want me to come, you know, to your uncle's funeral? I said no. And the reason I said no is because my family sniffed a pussy nigga out anywhere. And because I was not confident in our relationship because I knew you was not the nigga that was going to be able to lead me where I needed to go. Okay? I was a bigger nigga in the relationship than you were because I'm starting to notice that now when I'm coming down there, you ain't got no money to go nowhere. You know, I'm going to Mastro's with my girls, leaving you at home because I'm embarrassed because I don't want to, you know, force your financial situation. And guess what, y'all? The man is single, no kids, never been married. So, Asia, when you're sitting here and you're telling me shit like, that's why you single, shit, all the niggas I fuck with is single too. You married and in a relationship where you lie to your husband every day. Don't try to down me because I choose not to marry niggas that disrespect me or disrespect my family. You calling me a bum because I'm not a physician? Well, let's check the math. So a podiatrist, it says in 2015, made 119 a year. I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to throw an extra 20 grand on there for you. Let's say you excellent. No, let's just, I'm going to throw 150. You make 150,000 a year. This is how small your mind is. So you think that I go to school for the equivalent of 150,000. Because I went to Pace University. That was $22,000 a year at the time, paid for it, done, no loan. Then went to Pitt grad school, okay? Now that, I got to pay on, but the $88,000, that was done, okay? Because that's how much niggas loved me, okay? So you talking about I can't keep no niggas. Shit, I can't get rid of them is the problem, okay? So you saying Billy chose not to be with me? Cool, let's play the tapes. Because that's what he told you, right? Let's play the tapes. So September 23rd, I had an issue. And I said, look, one of my exes rolled up to my job, and I need to, you know, talk about this because I think Mercury was in retrograde or something like that. I said, so I need to talk to you about that because he came up in my job, you know, now he want to hang out, whatever. And this is a fireman nigga, you know, fine-ass dude, fireman, you know, whatever, whatever. So you sent me a voice message back talking about, you know, I'm surprised my exes ain't did this. Well, you know what? Let's just listen to the message from September 23rd. So a nigga that don't fuck with me because I'm a psychopathic, you know, person and all this other shit. Let's play the Marco Polos. Let's do that. So let's play when Billy was just so.
Thank you.
Now, that don't sound like a nigga to me that don't give a fuck about somebody, right? So just September 23rd, we in love, and now I'm a bum and I'm all this other shit. So let's talk about it. So that morning after I got out of work, I you know, Marco Polo to message him, that's what you hear. And I was like, yo, one of my exes came in. But I'm just telling him because I like to be open about the shit, okay? So he's like, well, you know, I'm surprised my exes ain't came back and tried to talk to me, okay? Now, let me tell you how my response is, because y'all bitches be thinking that I'm just, you know, all about, I'm not all about these niggas. I check these niggas all the time. Like, when he was calling you a whore, I was like, but you was talking to her. So what type of nigga? I was like, yo, and if her husband finds you and fucking shoot your ass in the face, like, listen, I don't know what type of dudes you be messing with. Dude, my dudes pick up my phone, whatever, no problem, because I don't be doing shit. But I'm saying, my dudes pick up phones, they calling niggas back. They not with the shits, okay? So hold on. So we had that conversation, and here's what I said after I told him that my dude, my ex, one of my exes from a long time ago, came in.
Why do you keep, like, having these comparison level alternatives? You, like, I'm surprised my exes haven't reached out. Which one? The one that you just stopped fucking with? That you didn't claim that had all the kids? The one that just sent shoes to your house? The one that told you she didn't want you? Which ex are you talking about? I'm not talking about niggas that I have recently touched. I'm talking about motherfuckers from 10 years ago, 8 years ago, that have no... This is something completely different. We ain't talking about Gary down there in Florida because he tried to come back. We ain't talking about you because you came back. We not talking about... You know, no, we talking about motherfuckers from eternity coming back, like, what's up? Like, everything is cool. No, that's not fucking normal. Yeah, it is cuffing season. My exes don't come back because they do apprehensive, they do deplorable shit. Okay, this is the nigga that I had to beat with a plastic dog at his grandmother's house. Okay? Let's see. Gary tried to come back, and all of these niggas, all y'all, no kids, no married, no wife. Okay, y'all try to come back because you done fucked off in your 20s and your 30s. You did what the fuck you wanted to do. Now y'all all, yourself included, want to go sit the fuck down. And y'all try to come back to the person that you thought had the most love for you. Because I don't give you niggas no problems. I might be a little off, but that's after you done fucking fucked with me and pissed me the fuck off. So no, this is not the same as the whores or whoever it was that you used to fuck with trying to come back. You have intrinsically hurt people in your relationships. Why the fuck would a bitch come back to you, myself included, and you fucking hurt them? That doesn't make sense. These niggas is coming back because they hurt me. It's different because they think we cool now. We're not cool. These are nothing but my ancestors testing me because they know I'm about to go to the next phase in life, whether it's with you or not, in my own personal space. I don't want to be bothered with none of it. But it's coming up, and they are aggressive. They are promising shit. They are trying to do shit. And it's not even that they don't have access. They have no. I have no choice but to let people have access. When I don't let people have access, I lose money. Right now, I'm about my money. I'm in my bag. Okay? Any bitch that will go back to you after the shit that you have put them through is fucking retarded, and she deserves whatever she get, myself included. Okay, so these dudes ain't trying to come back because they just love me so much. No, they coming back because they're like, oh, she might have gained a little bit of weight, but she doing good out here. The cussing pastor posts shit with my shit on it every day, and he's not the only B-list celebrity that rocks my shit. I got my business going here in Niagara Falls. Everybody's talking about it. I'm doing well. You see, so success breeds motherfuckers trying to come back and attach themselves to that level of confidence. Your exes should never want to fucking speak to you again after the shit that you have done with them. There is a difference, and I hate, intrinsically hate when you do that because you be like, yeah, this, this, and this. We're not in competition. We're supposed to be a couple. You could not ever on any plane compete with me on anything because I'm a woman. I endure much more pain than you niggas do. Stop doing that.
So now, after that conversation happened, you know, he didn't say anything. So let me get back to why we shouldn't bash people for their finances, okay? I'm not bashing Billy for his finances because Billy doesn't portray really to be too much. You don't see his house. You don't see any of that shit. But what we're not going to do is say that I'm crazy and I'm hoish and I'm all this other shit, and that nigga know goddamn well, okay? And I turn down plenty of dick that don't shoot blanks of niggas that can still have kids to be with you, okay? But I don't come home and tell you that all the time. So, you know, Asia, when you sit there and you talk to people, so let's say you made $150,000 being a podiatrist. I'm being generous. After taxes, boo-boo, that's about $105,000. So $105,000, you got two kids and a husband. Bless you. Be blessed. Be happy. But don't ever think that just because you make a little over $100,000 a year take home, that that means that you're better than somebody that doesn't have the title. Because I'm going to always get the money. Now, Billy didn't tell you anything. He should have told you that. Are you insane that you think that I have houses and shit that are paid for cash, no car payment, no nothing, single mom at that, my ex-husband, because he forgot to tell you about that, played baseball, like, you know, for the Yankees, for the Pirates, and now he's down there coaching in Houston for the Astros, okay? At the end of the day, okay, I wasn't even taking him to court like that. Give me my little couple hundred dollars. I'll do what we need to do. I'm not that type of bitch. I'm going to always go out and get my own money. So to have somebody sit there and accuse me of being on some level of socioeconomic status is really more telling of you, because you think that you're better than somebody because you went to school maybe 2 or 3 years longer than I did. Okay? The nigga that you on the phone with, nigga don't have a degree at all. And this is the person that you praising, that you holding up in high esteem and regard, okay? Motherfucker literally the day that his dad died went back to school online to become a nutritionist, which has nothing to do with him being in his internet field for 20 years. I tried to help him start businesses. That trap lord shit that he's using, that name actually belongs to somebody that I'm in communication with. And if he doesn't stop using it, he's going to get a cease and desist. Everything I do is by the books and handles my business. So don't ever think that just because you make a shab bit over $100,000 that you're doing better than anybody out here in this motherfucking life. You also tried to shame me for saying, like, I don't have a husband. You have a husband, and look what you do with him. I don't want to be married if that's what y'all married motherfuckers do. Okay? I don't want to be married. If that's what y'all do, I'd rather stay single and you talk shit about me. Being married is not a badge of honor, but if it was, you definitely ain't wearing it. Okay, and all the people that co-sign the shit that you do, fuck y'all too, because y'all seen her. I begged y'all, I said, tell her to stop. Y'all didn't inbox her and say, Denise really be fucking suing people. Y'all didn't inbox her and say, that bitch, they going to court. You didn't inbox her and say, that bitch really pulls up. You didn't inbox her and tell her none of that. You guys let her continue to talk, putting her license in jeopardy, because you're a physician. You shouldn't be calling people retarded and saying, are they off their meds, and joking about shit like that. You shouldn't be doing that. I'm ashamed of me, and I'm ashamed of you, that it even, I upset you that bad because I called you one word, a fucking whore. Shit, the Bible calls you that you quote every fucking week. That's why nobody jumped in to fucking save you, because in that room, motherfuckers been waiting for years for you to get your fucking clock twisted. And Billy, it's niggas in that room that been waiting for years to figure out what you're doing. Pulse your fucking lower body. Your legs are atrophied. My brother asked you when you came here, like, yo, what's wrong with your legs? Now, I know you had some physical conditions. I was there with you for that. Don't you ever fucking fix your face to talk bad about me, ever. I'm about to play the tape, told you, don't say my name. As long as you don't say my name, we ain't got no smoke, because I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to explain that we broke up because you fucking do your parents dirty. I'm trying to figure out how I was going to do that. And I know it's people like, you don't know what happened. Bitch, I do know what happened. I know that a grown-ass man was still taking money from his elderly 77-year-old Alzheimer's-ridden father. You let him sit in the house. You let him fucking die. You got five, you know, fucking death certificates and all this other shit. You didn't sit with your mom. You don't give a fuck about your family. That's why I left Asia. So don't ever fucking listen to these niggas that's sitting there telling you, like, oh, I left. That nigga could never leave me. None of these niggas could. That's why they all come back, and be blessed that you don't have to be out here in the trenches with niggas that lie on the internet like that, like their life is so fucking great. Let's talk about it. The reason your mom got to come live with you, that's why I was upset with that post, I have a disabled mom, but you knew you had a disabled mom years ago. Your mom been in the nursing home for 8 months. You didn't go see her. I sent you a box last week because this is the type of bitch I am, you motherfucker. You ungrateful bitches. I sent you a box about 2 weeks ago with combs, brushes, lotions, all types of shit in it, and a nightgown and a book for your mother. Because just because I'm not fucking with you, I want to make sure she's okay. That's like somebody buying my son a winter coat. That would suggest I didn't have it. I would have felt like a fucking piece of shit, but I would have gave it to her, and I would have texted somebody and said, thank you. Billy, you don't want to speak to me because you got caught with another fucking Instagram page. Like, so the fuck what? You a fucking weird lurking motherfucker. That's what you do. That's fine. But don't lie to me and tell me like, oh, yeah, babe, I'm off the internet. I'm doing this. Nigga, you showing up at two coffee shops a day to study, which I'm all about continuing your education, but you fucked off 20 years of life. Asia, you a doctor. You solidified your future by going to work and doing what you were supposed to do. You on the line with a nigga that literally fucked off 20 years of his life. But y'all friends, y'all not fucking friends. You shouldn't have no friends like that. And you fucking married. Stay the fuck out my pool. Okay? Billy, you have fucked many bitches that were married. White, black, didn't matter. Let's have a conversation about how you don't even fuck with black girls no more. Yeah, I knew that if I was going to get it together, I was going to get me a Latina. Newsflash, last name Mejia, okay? So at the end of the fucking day, y'all be sitting up here worshiping this nigga, buying into these thirst trap-ass motherfucking pictures that he's posting, not realize he's shooting up every week to get that so he don't have fucking titties like me and you, okay? You don't see the hypodermic needles all over the fucking bathroom. You didn't see the 4 inches of dog dust in the fucking living room. You didn't see how we down there taking his Adderall so that we can fucking clean his fucking house. Bitch, how dare you? How fucking dare you? Okay? And then on top of everything else, let's say you did or didn't tell her. You think that ignored me, so I send him. I'm going to tell you, Asia, he calls me a psychopath, whatever he calls me, because I text him every week, every other week, just to let him know what a trash fucking son in person he is. Okay? This had nothing to do with you, Asia. Granted, shouldn't have called your husband. I'm going to take the L for that. However, you got a fucking problem with me? You talk to niggas in their inbox, get my phone number, call me. I gave you my phone number. Okay? You sounded very different when me and you was going back and forth in Messenger than you did when you was trying to post shit online, and you kept fucking going. That's times you should have been sucking your husband's dick, fucking your husband instead of arguing online with a bitch you don't know. That is violent and dangerous. Why would you do that? And why would y'all fucking let her? This shit ain't entertainment. This girl's fucking job about to be on the fucking line because you know already I fucking had that phone call to area code 512 who directed me to the fucking website to file the official complaint because you shouldn't be. If I can knock you off your motherfucking game like that, anybody can. And that's scary. That's motherfucking scary. Okay? Asia, I have literally never said nothing about you other than she's pretty. Talk to these niggas that talk about you like that because you be thinking that you be getting over and these niggas just be loving you so much. All y'all niggas is just thirsty for fucking, you know, these internet adoration situations. Y'all motherfuckers' lives is in shambles, so I'll be the monster all day, but I'm a fucking smart monster. I don't go around threatening motherfuckers online. If I'm going to pull up, I'm going to pull up. I'm going to go to jail, I'm going to get out, and I'm going to spend 7 months paying legal fees. Google it. Okay? So at the end of the fucking day, we as women shouldn't have been doing that because of something that a nigga said. And it ain't even my nigga. It ain't your nigga. You shouldn't even been that mad because I called you a fucking whore. That's what the Bible told me. That's what the nigga told me. H, I don't know you. Okay? Now, let me be clear. I didn't answer the phone when your husband called me back last night because of the fact that I told you before. Why don't you share the part where I said, Asia, I ain't no snitch. I'm not going to tell on you. Just stop fucking playing with me. Address old boy. You know he told me this bullshit, right? I didn't answer the phone because I was in the middle of my raging Reiki session with two women that work in the public that need to be able to go to work and be okay with children and be okay with other mental health patients. So I'm a bum, but I run a studio that I pay for out of my own pocket every month to make sure that people have services so that they can come and let out rage and then calm down and have peace. So I'm not going to interrupt my class that I'm teaching peace to rumble with you. You should have known something was wrong when I specifically said, please stop, I'm scared. Oh, my God, I'm legally required to tell you that because anything you do after that constitutes as harassment. But they didn't tell you that. You kept going. That is a scary thing for me that another woman could take you out of character like that. Bitch, I've never met you. Okay? Now I know for a fact you didn't fuck Billy, but I know it was on the board. Y'all motherfuckers should not be engaging in activities like you are not fucking married. You should not. Because everybody, look, you think I'm blowing up spots? It's motherfuckers that'll blow your fucking head off for being in people's text messages. And I know because I dated one of them. Motherfucker was mad at me for a meme that a dude that I never touched in my life that I worked with sent me just on some funny sexual shit. And from then on, the nigga's like, oh, you cheated on me. I'm like, dude, it was a meme. My dudes don't fucking play that. Okay? So now let me get to the portion where you think that Billy left me and I'm psychotic. I'll be whatever you want me to be, but I took care of my family. When my mother was diagnosed with what she was diagnosed with, we retired her early. You're not no boss. You can't retire your mama. Your mama's house ain't paid for. My mother's car, everything was paid for. Okay? Now I take care of my stepdad. I make sure my sister's okay. My brother's a single father. You talking to the wrong bitch. But let's just say Billy did say that. Let's talk about him, okay? So at the end of the day, I found out he had another Instagram page. Now, I'm not tripping because whatever. You know, I'm not following you on the Instagram anyway because I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't follow my significant others. They don't follow me because they don't want to have to check, you know, shit like that. So I checked him on the Instagram shit and sent him snapshots for the last fucking 30 days that the man told me he didn't have an Instagram page. Now, the thing is, Asia, he wasn't even doing shit. That's what I'm saying. But, like, why lie? Why be a lurker? Billy doesn't have a sex addiction problem. Billy has an internet problem. And before you get wrapped up into niggas thinking that it's this and thinking that it's that, these motherfuckers is on here catfishing motherfuckers. Okay? I won't say Billy catfished me because he's who he says he is. However, when it comes to family, had his father not passed away, I would not have known that this nigga was this way. And so I'm glad that I found out that you would leave me in a nursing home and not have no combs, brushes, none of that. Okay? So on September 23rd, I told him to send me my shit. Now, I kept quiet about it because I was very confused as to how I was going to, like, explain this because they didn't do nothing. So peep this.
Oh, yeah, and that was the other thing. You know, and I don't even follow you on none of your pages, right? This is what, remember I told you, you know, people was going to be in our business, they was going to tell on you. Like, nigga, you do what you did, like, for a while, and I'm like, I'm trying not to trip. So you sitting there in a full-blown relationship asking me to marry you because you did that. I didn't do that. And then you on another bitch page talking about, is you going to Afropunk? Motherfucker, what was we finna do? All sit around and hang? Like, that's your homegirl? She sounded very, like, get the fuck out my face with you. Like, you be out here consistently. Like, why did you try to fucking do that? I don't even want you to answer. Just send me my shit. I don't want to be in a relationship with you. I don't want to be in a relationship with nobody that treats his mama like that. I don't want to be in no relationship where people coming up to you at a funeral talking about they ain't know your daddy and mama had a child. You should feel like a big-ass fucking piece of shit. And if this is some shit that caused you to go and fucking end your life on a Tuesday, then it is what it is. You are a piss-poor fucking son. And the reason that your mama got to come live with you right now is because you didn't have, and I have to say this because it's on my spirit, it hurts. Your father motherfucking suffered. He fucking took care of you. He did everything for you. I don't give a fuck what the nigga did 30 years ago. And you, you fucking piece of shit, you took his fucking money. You took your mother's money that they didn't have. We see it now. And you did what you did. And you still ended up being a lousy motherfucking son. Now you got to come take your mom. Your daddy died negative in his fucking bank account. And you were still taking from him. Still having him do this for you. Still having him do that. And then didn't even acknowledge that. Didn't even forgive the nigga for what he did. So you think I'm going to forgive you for this stupid shit? You couldn't even forgive your dad or did some shit 30 years ago? Okay? Then on top of that, you got to have your mama. I'm tired of you after I done told you some shit like your daddy probably got Alzheimer's. Nigga, I'm not saying probably. I'm telling you because spirit, I know. Okay? Your daddy probably going to fall. And he did. You should fucking feel like shit. And then you went to his funeral dressed like a fucking bad bitch. That's your daddy. You were supposed to go in there sharper than anybody in there. When they asked, did you want to speak at the motherfucking funeral? The proper thing to do would have been to get up and say something about your motherfucking father. And you didn't. Okay? You sat there with mismatched motherfucking socks on. You didn't even... You cut your beard to go be in a video a week later, but didn't even cut your beard for your own fucking father's funeral. You sat there entertaining while your mother is sitting there mourning the loss of her fucking husband. you and you don't give them no credit. You're not one of these black motherfuckers out here that really had to get it from the mud. Ain't nothing wrong with being spoiled. My son is spoiled. But you don't even give credit where credit is due. Your cousins was trying to fucking help you. You want to be mean to them, okay? Oh, they getting on my nerves. Anybody that check you on your shit got a fucking problem. Motherfucker, I wish you would fucking have a problem with me, motherfucker, because we could talk. We could talk, okay? You one of these niggas that's out here that's unsure of who the fuck you are. In the beginning, when I first met you, you knew who you was. When this happened, I have seen the most ugly side of you that I've ever seen in a human being. I'd rather you punch me in my face on a daily basis and black my eyes than to be the nigga that you are today. You're deceitful. You're fucking lazy. You're a fucking liar. You spent 20-something years of your life doing what the fuck you wanted to do and being lazy and fucking silly. How could you? You know what? You know what? How could you fuck a girl for 15 and 10 years, don't wife her because she's not good enough for you? Who the fuck are you? Who are you? That hurts me that somebody cared about you that much and you just fucking still wouldn't even fuck with them. I wouldn't fuck with nobody long term if I knew that I wasn't going to fucking make them my husband. I wouldn't. You're a fucking user. You're a user. You used your parents. You used these bitches out here to act like you're doing something. Bring one of them bitches to the house. Bring them. Have them clean that shit. I started realizing every time I'm coming down there, you ain't even taking me out. We ain't doing shit. Niggas, you okay? You all right? Send me my shit. And I swear to God, I hope you fucking go empty every last drop of blood out your motherfucking body after this fucking conversation. If I hear you say a motherfucking word about me ever in life, bitch, you better just, if they ask you what happened, just be like, you know, we good, we not good. If you ever say my name, ever, when I say ever, ever, bitch, it's on. It's on, on, on. You are not the nigga that you said you was. You a lost nigga. You worse than these niggas in the street. You don't even love your motherfucking family. Your mama gotta come live with you, and you making it seem like that was your decision because you such a nice guy? Man, fuck you. The truth is, you don't have the fucking money to take care of your mother because you didn't fucking pay attention when your father was elderly and needed help, and you didn't help him. That's why your mother gotta come live with you. I moved here to help with my mother before the shit got bad. I don't give a fuck what my mama did. My mother blacked my eye, robbed me, fucking stole from me, talked shit about me, okay? And never paid for shit. And I love that woman to the day she died. Me and you are not the same type of motherfucking people. We not. We're not. Send me my shit. And if I hear you say my fucking name ever, bitch, it's on.
Now, that message was September 23rd, before, you know what I'm saying, we went on this whole spree of he's not speaking. So since September 23rd, I've not heard from Billy. Billy has not responded. Like I said, I sent him a package for his mom. No thank you, no nothing. I sent him weekly text messages to let him know what a douchebag and piece of shit that he is, because I told him, I said, you're a shapeshifter. So you're the type of nigga that you're going to act like, oh, now I'm certified again, and now I'm for the love of women that don't give a fuck about you. They wasn't there when you was peeing in a bag, when you had a tube in your dick. They wasn't there when you found out that you fucking couldn't have kids. They wasn't there when you said that you wanted to go hold crackheaded babies because you would never get to hold a newborn. The truth is that just like women fuck off in their 20s and be whores and then turn 40 and want to fucking, you know, settle down, niggas do it too. So, Asia, what I didn't like about what you did was you tried to make it seem like your socioeconomic status, which, let's be clear, we don't have to work as a doctor to make double, if not triple, what you make. I'm a business owner, 7-time over author this spring. I put out books for people that get out of prison so they can earn money. My life is good with the gods, I promise you. I give away more shit than what I think I can because I can. Okay? Don't ever fucking question me about my financial situation. Basic bitch, never. And those are things that didn't even bother me, but I'm just thinking, if this nigga told you that, like, you just as gullible as they come. Two women, like Shauna said, should not be arguing like that. Okay? They should not be arguing like that. If I'm married, bitch, I'm not even on the internet like that. I'm good. The internet makes me money. Like right now, when y'all listening to this show, y'all made me motherfucking money. Okay? Because I get paid for this. I get paid royalties every month. I own the publishing to the books. okay? And I still work a regular motherfucking job that I'm a boss at, literally and figuratively speaking, okay? I do enough good in the community not to be called a bunch of names by, A, a woman that don't know me, or, B, a nigga that used to know me, okay? Now, I don't want to put Billy's business out there like that, but like I said, AJ, I gave him the opportunity to say, yeah, I told her that, or, yeah, I didn't say that. For him to have a conversation with me, he don't want to do it, fuck it, fine, it's done. He ain't going to hear from me after this because it's purged now. And my apologies to you because I shouldn't have called your husband. But like I said, single people need to stay in single people pools. Married people need to stay in married people pools. I'm only calling you what I was taught in the church that you quote every week, that if a woman is out here cheating on her husband, she is a fucking whore. That is what I was told by the nigga that you kiki-ing with and tagging shit about gumbo and all this other shit. Knock it the fuck off. You know what I'm saying? So it was never really about Billy. It was about the fact that you live a life that is hypocritical. I live out loud. If I was broke, bitch, I'd tell you. Should I tell you right now I'm broke, I'm poor, I ain't got it. I owe tax money for the IRS. I don't get taxes back, baby. I owe them. Okay? And then on top of that, okay, I got to pay my taxes for my business. But you over here worrying about my coins, but my coins is what paid for me to go see the nigga that's telling you that I'm broke. So I know he didn't tell you that. Okay, now I gave him the opportunity to say what he needed to say. I wouldn't even did the show had the nigga just called me and said, look, that's not what happened. Why you tell her what I said, whatever, whatever. But Asia, you know deep down that meeting that y'all had really happened. So how the fuck would I know about it if he didn't tell me? These dudes pillow talk just as much as these fucking girls do. Okay, and at the end of the fucking day, I'm sorry, you know, but at the end of the day, also, I could have picked up the phone and told your husband in a moment of angst what the fuck I really thought, or pulled out snapshots. Oh, honey, I have them all. Oh, tags to you from Chris about some concert he was at. I have it all. All of it. Okay? Psychopath, perhaps, but that was none of nobody's business, right? But I'm a good motherfucker. Now, I'm going to file the paperwork because you need to understand that as a doctor, we need you in the community. You already defeated a whole bunch of fucking barriers to be where you at. A marriage, right, that's your privilege. I would rather be single and fucking a bunch of niggas than to be married and fucking a bunch of niggas. Okay? But I don't fuck a bunch of niggas. Everybody knows that. And even if I did, bitch, so what? But I didn't. So I'm not going to let you say that. And I'm out here about to start another business. These are all defamation of character issues. My shit can be proved. You admitted in a text message that you and your husband were working through things. And now, for that moment, you was humble. And I was thankful for that. But what I'm not going to do is continue to have you try to tongue lash me, right? And they should have warned you, Asia. They should have warned you, babe. I do this all the time. All I do is send letters to the state on people's behalf. Now one goes to Texas. I already called the 512 number. They directed me to a thing because podiatry is different, okay? And all of this is what I want you to understand. When I had my incident last year with the gun, I had to sit down and say all of this over a nigga. That I don't even fuck with, a former employee, okay? I almost lost everything because of that. You almost finna lose everything, because trust me, they're going to take these texts seriously because I have to mail them in, okay? Listen, the biggest reason that people get sued all the time is because of misunderstandings. Your beef was never with me. I don't know you, Asia. Your beef is with the people that you talk to and the people that you choose to share your energy with. There are a lot of women that would love to be married, but me, I'm not one of them. I told Billy he was going to have to sign a prenup. He was okay with that. I really didn't want to be married. I said I wanted to get married in 2022. He's the one that said he wanted to get married in 2020 so we could start the adoption. He didn't want me to work when I came down. Or, bitch, how? What was we going to live off of? I just wanted to be in the house and run my businesses. My purpose on earth is to make sure that women are healthy, women are happy, and we are thriving. You are not happy, you are not healthy. You are sadistic, and you are sick. So I'm going to show you one better, okay? You had the opportunity to call me and say, you know what, my bad, it shit got out of hand, whatever, whatever, no problem. When you put the guns down, I put the guns down. But then what did you do? You came back with a cannon. Cool, I let you go because I wanted to prove to you a point. You're not that fucking smart if you think that you're going to argue with me not knowing my, but you don't even know me. And if you do, it's because of what some nigga told you. But he didn't tell you all the et ceteras and commas and letters after my name either. So it's unfortunate that you're going to have to go through this court case. And, honey, I get on planes. I don't have no problem getting on a plane and coming. And I check that box, too, on the paperwork, right? Now, hopefully I speak to you, Asia, before then, because at the end of the day, I am very apologetic, but you brought this on yourself. Don't go fucking with people's demons, and your demons can't defeat my demons. You brought up mental retardation. You brought up mental illness. You brought up people's sexual past. Oh, I'm less than you because I'm not a doctor. But listen, I'm not going to put that out there. But like I said, just because somebody is not where you are in life does not, like, I don't envy you because you're a doctor. I don't envy you because you're married. I feel sorry for you that you are in such pain that you have to throw that in people's faces. I don't like telling people what the fuck I do or where I get money or how I get money or how much I have. I don't want you to know, okay? But I am happy, Asia. I'm not miserable, but I got all the time in the world to make you miserable because you know why? You tried to fucking play me, you and the nigglet that you be on the phone with that you think is your fucking friend. Like my mom used to tell me, I'm not your little fucking friend. You know, and I'm sad that it has to come to this, but a simple apology or a simple, Denise, can we talk, would have fixed this. You didn't do it. That's what grown women do. That's what grown women do. I went back, made a post. You know, they was making a post, Cardi or Nicki, at least I was Cardi, da-da-da, laughing. You said you wanted to slam my face into a fucking pavement. That would never happen, but like I said, it should have never got there. It really shouldn't have. And everybody in that room that watched that shit happen that knows me personally should have known Denise is snapshotting every single one of these fucking things. Your boy didn't tell you that, did he? Oh, because I got his snapshots too. Those are video messages that I played. So I'm sorry it had to come to this. Maybe I'll show up in court that day. Maybe I won't and it'll get thrown out. I'm hoping that I can speak to you before then and we could talk as women. Stay out of fucking single people's pools. If you think that you can call everybody else's man, guess what? I could call yours. It's got to be even, boo-boo. If you don't respect the institution of marriage, what are you in it for? Okay? I am a whole shitload of things. Whore ain't never been one of them. Never cheated on none of my niggas, never cheated on none of my on my husband, none of that. Do not say that you are better than somebody just because you have managed to endure longer than the rest of us have. That's not right. And let's just say there are people in the room that are straight whores. They do what they do, whatever, whatever. I applaud them because I wish I could live my life that freely. But I don't have the time. It has never been something. Sex to me is sacred. It's not something that I go and I just want to do and just, dude, I'll take 2 years off sex and be perfectly fine. And Asia, like you said, oh, I'm miserable and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. No, I continue to text Billy every week, every other week, send stuff for his mom because I want him to remember because he's going to run into bitches like you or try to reshape and shapeshift and make it seem like he's somebody else and he's this great guy. Like I said, tell that motherfucker to show you his bathroom where all the hypodermic needles is at. Tell him to show you his medicine cabinet. So I'm a psychopath? Cool. Let's figure out how many disorders he got. And these is the nigga that you talking to. I wouldn't have nothing to say to him. When I was in a relationship, I didn't have nothing to say to Billy. I didn't have nothing to say to none of these niggas. Offline. I didn't. That's just not how I get down. So I'm not saying I'm a better person than you, but morally, I don't have to stand at the cross or the gates or whatever and admit that I cheated on my husband or any dude that I was ever with because sex is still a marriage. You are the one that is miserable because you allowed a strange bitch that you don't even know to take you out of character, and I feel bad for that. I do because I don't want to see that. And after a while, I just got tired of swatting you and just let you continue to talk, knowing that I was going to take that information and send it to your board because you got out of pocket. So you're going to let some nigga that you didn't even fuck with, because I know you didn't fuck Billy, but you did fuck the other ones, okay? You're going to let some dude, because what he did, be mad at the nigga. Don't be mad at me. And I hate when women do that. If a woman is coming and telling you something and she's not being disrespectful, I was disrespectful to you, and I am sorry for that. But I'm sorry, that is what we call you is a whore. I don't know what else you want me to say. I don't know you. I said you were pretty, okay? But I am sorry that I took you out of character like that because that is a gift that only the gods have. To pull somebody who is this upstanding citizen that thinks that they're this and that uses all these things to hide behind, because that's another thing that he says, you care about status. I don't care about status. I care how you're doing. Is you all right? You're going to say that you don't care and you're not scared and all this other stuff. But like I said before, Billy will tell you, I got plane ticket money all day. So I'm hoping that I speak to you before this happens so we could try to squash this. But I did file the paperwork. I did. And I'm not going to back down if you don't, because I didn't do anything wrong. Okay? You're not innocent in this either. Oh, Denise, you're not a victim. No, technically I am, because I didn't tell a bitch I was going to pound her face into the pavement. I don't do shit like that on the internet. I might pull up, but I don't do shit like that on the internet. Too smart. So for all that education you had, you sitting there talking to a trained internet assassin, and you still talked shit. You should have listened to them when they told you to stop. Sean and them know me in real life. Key and them know me in real life. Those two people would never tell you that, A, I was anything, and B, I was a bum. They'll never tell you that. Okay? I'm a good fucking person. And it's unfortunate because maybe you're a good person too and we could have been cool because I'd be in Dallas, whatever. But the point of the matter is right now you're in a situation over something a nigga said and you married. This is not married people problems. I apologize to you, like I said, wholeheartedly that it got to the level that it did. I apologize for believing that the nigga, because I guess maybe you didn't show up at a restaurant with your cousin and another nigga and meet with Billy prior to 2015, whatever, okay? But let this be a lesson. This internet shit is not real. 99% of what I post on the internet is only 1% of my life, and I am extremely happy that I was able to make a decision to walk away from somebody that was not going to be able to love me in the way that I needed to be loved, because I love my family so much, right? And if you love your family, you wouldn't have been arguing with me at 2 o'clock in the morning. I respect the fact that you're trying to work on your marriage. You know, like I said, I'm not going to call your husband from the 954 number that he called from, whatever, whatever. But at the end of the day, please stop letting people get you out of character like that, sis. It's unbecoming. It's not queen-like. Like, girl, you was a straight hood rat yesterday. To your account, you was a straight hood rat. And I'm really from the hood, okay? So I'm going to leave y'all with this whole thing. And if anybody has any questions, they know where to reach me. But, Asia, I really do hope that you reach out because the paperwork is already filed. It was an emotional decision. But and the Human Rights Commission already knows about it as well, because there was a whole conversation with that on voting day, this, that, and the third. So you might be getting two pieces of paper about that paperwork. None of this shit was worth it. I don't want to be your friend because me and you are not the same type of bitch, okay? But at the end of the day, I really don't want to take this any further than what it needs to go. But if I don't hear from you, I'm going to just assume that you don't give a fuck and you want to go to war, and we could do that, and you will not win because you was unequivocally wrong. I don't give a fuck if I started it. I don't give a fuck if I called you a whore or whatever. I never threatened your life. I never talk about you being a retard. I never fucking talked about your mental health condition or whatever. You might need to seek some counseling while you're within your relationship because you are not happy, boo. And that's okay, but don't try to down other women for what they do with their pussy if I did, or how they do their finances just because I didn't go to school the extra couple years. Because I can guarantee you that when we meet at the bank, we okay, and you have two incomes coming in. So do I, but I'm one person, okay? So I'm going to leave it at that. But like I said, y'all got to stop believing what these motherfuckers be saying, and I'm guilty of that too, because I shouldn't believe that when he said that he met up with you and all that other shit, because maybe you didn't. But I'm going to leave y'all with my little Duval song, and I hope y'all get out today and vote. My apologies to Asia and her husband, and Billy, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to continue to suffer. And like I told you before, you should have just called me and said, this is what I said, this is what I didn't say. You could have saved this whole thing. Stop fucking pillow talking, you fucking bitch.
We gon' start this thing up right. Duval in the motherfucking house. Come on, now come on. Do it, baby, take it, baby. 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 Come on, shake it on, take it out. Come, hey, show 'em what it's all about. Hey, shake it on, shake it out. Hey, show 'em what it's all about. Hey,
you got a lot to be smiling for. So what the fuck you be wildin' for?
Smile, bitch! Smile, bitch! Come on!
I get my grin on. I'm smiling, bitch, because I always get my grin on. I've been on so many different stages. Graced the cover of 100 magazine pages. Made people smile everywhere that I went. I even put it on the first black president. It's evident I'm hot as a crock pot. With a big-ass smile like Mr. Hotspot. You got a lot to be smiling for.
Smile, bitch!
So what the fuck you be wildin' for?
Smile, bitch! Smile, bitch! Come on!
If you're breathing, you achieving.
Smile, bitch! Smile, bitch! Come on!
We having fun this evening, believe me.
Smile, bitch! Smile, bitch! Come on!
another bad this year. My ex bitch, you can have that there. Hey, this year, bad vibes get cut off. More trips, new chicks with no draws. More drinks, more smoking, more cars. More shows with Duval and Snoop Dogg. Look, I ain't trying to throw no shade, cause I can't see them in my lane. As long as my rent getting paid, I can care less where the bitch think, huh? You in the club every night with no job. Eating good off your food stamp card. You made a killing last year off fraud. If you know you ain't going to work tomorrow,